This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Happy National Ag Week. I'm so proud of the faithful service and hard work of America's farmers and ranchers all year long, and I'm grateful for how this week spotlighted our great industry. This year's theme was Farming for Life, and that's just what farmers are doing each day as they grow the products that feed, clothe, and fuel our nation. Together, farmers are growing more with less fuel, fertilizer, and water. Thanks to the latest technology and innovation, the modern farm is preventing soil erosion and cutting back greenhouse gas emissions. None of this would be possible, however, without access to precision ag tools and better seeds. Take GMOs, for example. Studies show that in 2014, GMOs made it possible for farmers to reduce emissions by 5.2 billion pounds. That's the same as taking nearly 10 million cars off the road for a year. These are the stories that consumers need to hear. Ag Week is the perfect time to get out there and explain how technology and ag innovation are making crops healthier and farmland more sustainable. Many consumers didn't grow up on or near a farm, but we are seeing more interest in how food gets to the grocery stores and the dinner table. To farmers and ranchers, sustainability practices like no-till and buffer strips are old hat, but it's a whole new vocabulary to most consumers. Farmers need to explain these terms and practices and not shy away from talking about the ways technology has changed America's farmland. There's a risk to keeping silent. Farms, our nation's health, and the environment shouldn't suffer at the hands of groups and activists who would put farmers out of business by ignoring science and spreading misinformation. Farmers can shift the conversation, and they are, starting with local communities and going all the way to lawmakers in Washington, D.C. While environmental practices are the first order of business when talking about sustainability, we can't stop there if we're going to secure the future of agriculture. We need policies that promote the business of agriculture if we are going to keep on farming for life. We need to open new markets through better trade deals, and we must fix our broken immigration system if production is to keep up with market demands. We need to move forward with common sense, science-based rules, and create a regulatory process that is transparent. Farmers have a long history of adapting to change, especially when those changes are for the better. Let's continue to work together to ensure that changes in policy and practice are good for our farmland and protect our nation's food supply for generations to come. For the first time since the 2011-2012 crop year, U.S. soybean exports are projected to decline from prior year levels. The Agriculture Department's March 2018 World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates projects soybean exports in 2017-18 at 2.065 billion bushels, down 109 million bushels, or 5%, from prior marketing year levels. One bushel of soybeans yields 47.5 pounds of soybean meal and 10.7 pounds of soybean oil. After converting U.S. soybean meal and soybean oil exports to soybean equivalents, total U.S. soybean equivalent exports are projected at 2.764 billion bushels, down 136 million bushels from the prior marketing year's record high export volume of 2.9 billion bushels. Lower soybean exports come despite a smaller than anticipated Argentinian crop, but also coincide with North American Free Trade Agreement renegotiations and concern over potential retaliations based on U.S. imposed steel, aluminum, washing machine, and solar panel import tariffs. China and Mexico are the top U.S. markets for soybean exports. Through January of the 2017-2018 marketing year, USDA Foreign Agricultural Service data reveals exports of soybeans to China at 867 million bushels, down 19%, while exports to Mexico were 63 million bushels, up 8% from prior year levels. The Department of Transportation has again extended the deadline for agricultural haulers to comply with the electronic logging device mandate. DOT's initial agricultural exemption was set to expire on March 18th. The new extension, which carries the exemption through another 90 days, allows the department additional time to issue guidance on the newly interpreted 150 air mile agricultural commodity exemption and the hours of service regulations. While most farmers and ranchers should be exempt from the ELD mandate because they can claim covered farm vehicle status, drivers who haul livestock, live fish, and insects are likely to fall under the requirements. The National Museum of American History's Year of the Tractor is well underway. This includes the installation of a Waterloo Boy tractor as the entry icon to the American Enterprise Exhibition and a feature on precision farming in the New Perspectives case. As consumers become more disconnected from the people who grow their food, fuel, and fiber, farmers and ranchers are increasingly taking the lead in telling the story of agriculture. Cotton farmer Jeremy Brown, president of Dawson County Farm Bureau in Texas, explained in a recent article that farmers need to be putting themselves and their stories in front of consumers. Brown said, more than ever, it's important that we're engaged with the public that has no connection back to the farm, because if we don't, it's eventually going to policy issues and things that affect me as a farmer. He spent time talking with consumers at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas last week, saying it's important for farmers to go where the consumers are. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.